Welcome to another news. I'm Jeff Brady. Today we follow up on the work of Jeff Miller, who regularly posts on the Etheric Warrior site titled Positive Changes That Are Occurring. It's important to amplify this mindset because Jeff's analysis of consistent contradictory headlines is a brilliant Aikido move in countering the propaganda of negative news. We'll go over some recent posts from the Positive Changes Occurring thread and hear part of an interview with Jeff. Here's a recent post. The words mystery, baffled, and puzzled are memes used whenever anyone in the wholly controlled and co-opted political, academic, scientific, and media establishments want to lie about, well, basically anything. That's why a headline below reads, Walmart surprises market with dim outlook. They're talking about Walmart's steepest stock decline in 25 years. You'll get even a clearer picture of exactly what sort of people we're dealing with here when you read the headline from just a day later that reads, Why Walmart's plunging stock price is a good sign for Walmart. Why would plunging stock prices be a good sign? The same propaganda technique may be seen in this headline from January 2016. Will 2016 be Coca-Cola's best year yet? When it's juxtaposed against this one from just 3 months later, soda consumption falls to 30-year low in the U.S. Here's the same technique demonstrated yet again, February 2016. Walmart suffers worst sales performance in 35 years. And this from 3 months later. The most overlooked reason to be bullish on Walmart. Even deal-hungry New York City advertising copywriters would probably advise against the ludicrous headlines I'm lambasting, but not the bloodline 1%er family members at the top of our wholly controlled and co-opted media establishment. All of this makes a whole lot more sense when you understand that the three slogans of the party are war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. And Don Croft, who runs the site, adds in, let's not forget the corporate orders, Nazi slogan over the entry gates of concentration camps. Work is freedom. Another hallmark of propaganda is compartmentalization, a technique where specious micro-level excuses are pandered to explain away macro-level phenomena. From April of this year, weak Europe demand, strong dollar take fizz out of Coke's sales. From just 3 months later, Coca-Cola's revenue misses on weak China and Latin American markets. See how the first example focuses on two things and the other focuses on two completely different things. As a bonus, take fizz out of and misses are used as hedges against the stronger, more correct hammer and plummets. And just exactly what sort of people we're dealing with is also underscored by this headline from the same period. Higher prices result in profit from Coca-Cola. As you can see, they are the sort of people who, in the face of steeply dropping sales, simply laugh, turn on their heels, and turn the screws to their remaining still addicted customers who've not yet gotten it together to ditch the stuff. Most fortunately for us all, the tide has turned and great epochal positive changes are underway at every level of our reality, as I hope you'll see clearly in the headlines I've collected below. And Don Croft adds in, Jeff Miller is the only living soul who is compiling this staggering amount of evidence at the moment. October 14, 2015, Walmart warns on profit. Stock has steepest decline in 25 years. October 14, 2015, Walmart surprises market with dim outlook. October 15, 2015, why Walmart's plunging stock price is a good sign for Walmart. January 23, 2016, will 2016 be Coca-Cola's best year yet? February 18, 2016, Walmart's fourth quarter income down 7.9% as sales fall lowers outlook. February 18, 2016, Walmart suffers worst sales performance in 35 years. February 25th, 2016, Budweiser owner sees profit drop nearly 10%. March 29th, 2016, soda consumption falls to 30-year low in the U.S. April 8th, 2016, Monsanto's second quarter profit falls 25% as demands for seeds weaken. April 20th, 2016, Coca-Cola quarterly sales fall 4%. April 20th, 2016, weak Europe demand, strong dollar takes fizz out of Coke sales. May 4th, 2016, higher prices result in profit for Coca-Cola. May 20th, 2016, the most overlooked reason to be bullish on Walmart. May 24th, 2016, the world is drinking less alcohol, except Americans, MarketWatch. May 24th, 2016, U.S. organic food sales soar to $39.7 billion. And here's a sentence on that article. U.S. sales of organic food and non-food products posted new records in 2015, skyrocketing to a whopping $43.3 billion, up 11% from the previous year and outpacing the overall food market's growth rate of 3%, according to the latest survey on the organic industry from the Organic Trade Association. Okay, continuing, July 19th, 2016, American farmers are struggling to feed the country's appetite for organic food. And the consumer appetite for organic foods reached $13.4 billion in the U.S. last year. So why is only 1% of the country's cropland dedicated to organic farming? The demand for organic food is clear, yet we only have 1% of the country's cropland dedicated to organic farming. July 26, 2016, not loving it so much. McDonald's drops as sales growth falls short. July 27, 2016, Coca-Cola's revenue misses on weak China Latin American markets. August 4, 2016, SeaWorld stock hits all-time low. SeaWorld said that attendance at its theme parks in the second quarter dropped by nearly 500,000 guests, primarily because of its Florida parks. SeaWorld has 5 parks in Florida, including Busch Gardens in Tampa, as well as parks in California, Virginia, and Texas. August 4, 2016, consumer demand grows for organic products. And Jeff adds in here, I grew up drinking Coke, still have one occasionally. I grew up eating McDonald's cheeseburgers. I still have one occasionally. I had a McMuffin this morning, actually. I've always hated Walmart passionately. I went to SeaWorld as a kid, enjoyed it, figured out by age 14 it was morally wrong. I've always known Monsanto was totally evil. My own alcohol consumption has dropped over the years, while my organic food consumption has skyrocketed. And Jeff writes, it's August 2016, and the great artificial drought has been broken by the slow, steady, widespread, and ever-increasing distribution of simple, inexpensive organite devices in the vicinity of the towers, nodes, repeaters, panel arrays, and dishes of the Death Energy-based Weather Weaponry Network that many still mistakenly presume only carries cell phone traffic and weather radar data. I've included numerous examples of record rainfall and also dropping and cooling temperatures below. Most fortunately for us all, the aforementioned organite devices are continuously transmuting the death energy carried, concentrated, and distributed by that malefic system into what Wilhelm Reich called positive orgone radiation, or POR. And we're seeing an unprecedented epochal transformation back to, I suggest, the world we used to live in but have forgotten. The words mystery, baffled, and puzzled are memes used among numerous similar variants whenever anyone in the wholly controlled and co-opted political, academic, scientific, and media establishments want to lie about, well, basically anything. That's why one news story about the record-cold North Atlantic Ocean says, Atlantic blob leaves scientists puzzled, and another says mystery deepens around Greenland cold spot. They use the terms spot and blob to make the phenomena appear isolated, as opposed to this lucid, accurate headline from May 2016. Meteorologist predicts Atlantic cooling. Blob is a particularly fervid ploy, leveraging off the 1950s horror movie The Blob. In Airdrie, Alberta, Canada, they had 21 thunderstorms in July. They typically have 25 in a year. To me, that clearly shows the rebalancing of the environment, a return to the way things used to be. I'm getting the picture that damage to and control of the ether, the etheric environment, started with super primitive stone pillars placed at key spots on the Earth's grid of energy lines and ley lines, with human sacrifices performed at the bases of those pillars to drive the death energy generated by those unspeakably foul acts into the Earth's energy grid. Many were on mountaintops. Baal was worshipped, quote, in the high places. Later, in every nation on Earth, unanimously steepled churches and temples of all manner of divide-and-conquer religions were assiduously built on those same, quote, power spots on the grid. And later still, cell phone repeater panels were tacked onto the steeples. The tall, pointed steeples being antenna, the shell of the building an energy collector, a capacitor. Notice how Western churches have fields full of dead bodies, graveyards next to them. In a post well back in this thread, I showed pictures of primitive wooden towers built in the vicinity of the human sacrifice Heiau brought by the murderous Tahitians to Hawaii when they invaded those islands and held them in thrall. The Heiau is, as in the example above, another death energy sink, a battery, a capacitor. Actually, what we now call Hawaiians fled the human sacrifice insanity in Tahiti in their double-hulled voyaging canoes and remained free of that unholy regime for some significant period of time before Tahitians came after them and took over things on what we now call the Hawaiian Islands. In your history books, that's called Good King Kamehameha, uniting the Hawaiian Islands. A cult meaning hidden, the secret super on the down low death energy network, united in body and purpose all over the world, was supposed to be a secret, stay a secret until its foul purposes were all achieved, I suppose. Hence, tut tut, there's no such thing as the ether, leaving the literally blood drinking black magicians to expand and expand and expand their network until a bristling forest of cell phone towers went up around the globe, seemingly overnight in the early 2000s. To our great good fortune, followed almost instantaneously by the slow, steady, widespread, and ever-increasing distribution of simple, inexpensive organite devices in the vicinity of the towers, nodes, repeaters, panel arrays, and dishes of the death energy-based weather weaponry network that many still mistakenly presume only carries cell phone traffic and weather data. Here's the list of headlines Jeff compiled. October 5, 2015, Atlantic blob leaves scientists puzzled. One of the places in the world that is abnormally cold in a year that will probably shatter records as the warmest globally. March 1, 2016, mystery deepens around Greenland cold spot, climate denial. April 2016, Biloxi, Mississippi. Even though April's showers have chased us into May, we will remember April 2016 as one of Biloxi's rainiest Aprils since the 1800s. April 8, 2016, the North Atlantic blob, a marine cold wave that won't go away. April 10, 2016, Nevada. The Las Vegas Valley saw a second straight day of record rainfall Sunday, according to the National Weather Service. April 26, 2016. Snow stopped play at cricket matches today as an unseasonable cold snap prompted bookies to slash the odds on this month, becoming the coldest April on record. May 10, 2016. Meteorologist predicts Atlantic cooling. Reporting climate science. May 13, 2016. Rainfalls in D.C. area for 15th day in a row. June 14, 2016, UK weather. June could be wettest ever recorded as Wimbledon and Glastonbury are set to be washouts. June 31, 2016, Record rain continues to drench Fairbanks. August 3, 2016, UK weather set for unseasonable August as temperatures plummet. August 9, 2016, Airdrie, Alberta, Canada. Last month was the wettest July in nearly 90 years. The region was drenched by 206.1 millimeters of rain last month, the most since July of 1927, which saw 245.4 millimeters fall. We've had a very soggy month, said Brian Proctor, meteorologist with Environment Canada, who explained Airdrie's statistics are measured from Calgary Airport Monitoring Station. August 10, 2016, India, Jamshedpur, records highest rainfall ever. More rains to follow. This is another post from August 11th from Jeff. Doublethink is the acceptance of or mental capacity to accept contrary opinions or beliefs at the same time, especially as a result of political indoctrination. George Orwell from 1984. January 11, 2016. Rough seas ahead for Vietnamese seafood exporters. February 2016. Vietnam predicts 12% hike in shrimp export value in 2016. May 5, 2016. Vietnam. Seafood exports maintain steady growth. August 6, 2016. Vietnam. Seafood export to rise 8% to $7.1 billion in 2016. Do those opening quotes above help you understand that the folks in charge are lying to you about basically everything? That's my hope, says Jeff. Another headline below reads, rise in tuna exports makes up for drop in prices. And that means they made it up in volume. Lots of tuna, tons of tuna. And making it up in volume takes away the final weaseling excuse, which would be, demand must be dropping then. And so the mouthpiece of the state who works at the Pew Trusts couldn't imagine to even try to run with it, but had to go rather with, there hasn't been a finite answer. It's a collapsing farce, says Jeff, an incredibly large one, involving steadfast, committed, internetworked teams in every nation on Earth, but a farce and a collapsing one, nonetheless. Because nature is booming and burgeoning to a level not seen in my lifetime, and that happily includes tuna. January 6, here's some headlines. January 6, 2014, price of Pacific bluefin tuna plummets, but iconic fish still in trouble. January 6, 2016, Pacific bluefin tuna sold for $70,000 despite 96.4 stock decrease. Last year's tuna broke records and sold for $1.76 million. This year, prices for the ceremonial first fish sold at the auction plummeted to $70,000. As far as why the price tanked, Amanda Nixon, director for Global Tuna Conservation for the Pew Charitable Trusts, says that there hasn't been a finite answer. Quote, we're not quite sure why the price dropped, Nixon said. There's been quite a bit of speculation, but thus far nothing to clearly indicate why. July 1, 2015, Ecuador. Tuna industry getting increasingly worried over drastic price drop. Prices have fallen from $1,400 to $800 per ton since last year. November 19, 2015. Rise in tuna exports makes up for drop in prices. American Albacore. January 11, 2016. Rough seas ahead for Vietnamese seafood exporters. February 2, 2016, Vietnam predicts 12% hike in shrimp export value in 2016. February 26, 2016, five-fold increase in Indian seafood export in last 15 years. April 21, 2016, the number of bluefin tuna in the Pacific has shrunk by 97%. May 5, 2016, Vietnam, seafood exports maintain steady growth. June 15, 2016, nutrition, fall in fish catch threatens human health. July 5, 2016, fantastic first half for Norwegian exports. Norway has unveiled a fantastic first 6 months for its fishermen and fish farmers as figures announced today show exports were up by 25% on the same period last year. August 2016, Uganda's fish exports rise for the first time in 6 years, Daily Monitor. August 6, 2016, Vietnam's seafood exports to rise 8% to $7.1 billion in 2016. August 6, 2016, Tonga, rising tuna exports continue. A total of 176.8 metric tons of marine exports were recorded in May 2016, which is an increase in the total volume by 34.3 metric tons, 24.1% compared to April 2016. The increasing number of tuna exports over the month continued to drive the rise in marine exports as its volumes grew by 27.2 metric tons, 20.2%. In addition, exports of shark meat and snapper also contributed to the monthly increase in volumes, increasing by 3.6 metric tons, that's 83.4%, and 3.5 metric tons, 95.7% respectively. Likewise, the continuous increase in exports of tuna over the year by 956.3 metric tons drove the annual price in total marine exports volume by 791.6 metric tons. That's 82.5%. Thank you, Jeff Miller, for posting on Etheric Warriors on the thread, positive changes that are occurring. We go now to listen to part of an interview with Jeff Miller here on In Other News. We're joined today by Jeff, who started Positive Changes That Are Occurring, one of the longest running threads on etheric warriors.com. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You've developed one of the most intriguing and groundbreaking threads on the Etheric Warriors Forum. It's called Positive Changes That Are Occurring. Could you give us a summary of what this is about, what this thread is about, and why you created it?
Sure. I was corresponding with Don Croft, who runs the Etheric Warriors Forum privately, about the amazing positive changes we're seeing at literally all levels of our society, of our world. And he said, why don't you start a thread about it? So I did. That was back in June of 2013. And examples of those positive changes include nature booming and burgeoning to a level not seen in my lifetime, precipitous drops in crime rates, drops in the divorce rate, gambling. It's a very long list.
You mentioned the booming and burgeoning of animal and plant species and a controlled media bent on defraying that good news. What are you basing that on?
Well, let me give you an example. And for the listeners, know that the column is filled with examples from the mainstream media with dates and often links to those examples. On February 23rd, 2015, so just this year, a story was published, and the headline was, Climate Change is Really Bad News If You Like Oysters, Scallops, and Clams. So that tells us that scallops aren't doing well because of climate change, right? Well, just a few months later in August, another story was published telling about a record number of young scallops in the Mid-Atlantic, saying specifically, recent surveys by researchers at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science reveal an unprecedented number of young scallops in two fishery management areas off the Mid-Atlantic coast. So that shows us empirically scallops are doing better than they ever have in history. And so it's an assertion backed up by an example, by data. So what happened to climate change hurting the scallops? That, you'll notice, was said in a more general way. And I have concluded it's a lie that they're telling you so they can take your money to supposedly pay for climate healing so they can save the scallops.
Jeff, do you have any other examples? That's a really good one.
I've got a million of them. And we're trying to cover this thread in a short period of time, and it literally comprises hundreds and hundreds of posts. So forgive the listener if this gets a little dense. Another example, in April of 2014, the headline is, the Maine lobster population is in the midst of a steady decline. Well, that's kind of upsetting, right? But just a week earlier, a story was published with the headline, Maine's lobster industry enjoyed record numbers over the past 3 years. So one would ask, how can the Maine lobster population be in the middle of a steady decline when it's enjoyed record numbers over the past 3 years? Well, it can't. The first statement that they are in decline, from my perspective, is a lie. And I think we can infer that because the first statement is a generality in the midst of a steady decline versus the second statement, which is specific record numbers over the last 3 years. You with me?
I am, Jeff, yes. Do you ever get challenged on your assertions here?
The forum membership's extremely discerning. And the few times, from my perspective, that I haven't been on point, there are folks calling me on it.
Now, Jeff, can you give us some more examples of this doublespeak you're uncovering?
Well, the thread covers different communication methods that are used by the few to control the many. And those methods are simple and repetitive and formulaic. So what I'm trying to do is break them down almost in an academic way and say, look at the tactic being used. Here it's being used again. Here it's being used again. So it's sort of a teach a man to fish sort of thing. But often when booming or burgeoning wildlife is talked about, it'll be connected with something negative. And so I'm going to give you a couple examples of that. Wildlife population boom creating costly mess. Squirrel population boom frustrates fruit growers. Blue catfish boom threatens regions' river ecosystems. Booming New England seal population creates a management challenge. And these are four out of dozens and dozens of examples. And at times I will compile posts that are comprised of every example I can find of that sort of technique so people can see it being used over time. And I think that it makes it more difficult to say, oh, well, that was just an accident editorially. You can see the pattern if you look at it over time. But to move into doublespeak, one of the things that I talk a lot about in the forum, and I'm cruising through my notes here to see if I can find it, is George Orwell's concept of doublethink. Orwell defined doublethink as the acceptance of or mental capacity to accept contrary opinions or beliefs at the same time, especially as the result of political indoctrination. And that's kind of vague in general. So I'm going to give a specific example. In July of 2014, just a year ago, we read a headline saying, SoCal ocean's dying. No squid, sardines, pelicans. But just 1 month earlier, we read a story about the Malibu Lagoon, which is in Southern California, and it says, I was just sort of flabbergasted at seeing 3,500 brown pelicans resting in Malibu Lagoon, Cooper said. I checked my notes, and I have numbers in the hundreds, but I've never seen anything like that. Now, we know that Malibu is in Southern California. If record numbers of pelicans are resting in Malibu Lagoon, how can SoCal oceans be dying, as the first story alleged?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't be. The claim, SoCal oceans dying, no pelicans, is a lie. And what tips it off is that the lie is a broad, generic statement. SoCal oceans dying, no pelicans. Whereas the truthful statement is specific, fact-based. 3,500 pelicans nesting in Malibu Lagoon. I've never seen anything like that. Let me give you another example. In August of 2014, there's a headline that says, as oysters die, climate policy goes on the stump. And just a few months earlier in May of 2014, we read, the Chesapeake Bay's oyster population has more than doubled since 2010 and has reached its highest point since monitoring began in 1985. If the Chesapeake Bay's oyster population has doubled in 4 years, and it is at its highest level since monitoring began, how is climate change causing oysters to die? Well, it isn't. It is, again, a broad general statement that is also a lie. And it's refuted by that specific data that I mentioned, more than doubled, highest point since monitoring began. Can you see the pattern?
Yes, and very few people have revealed a pattern like this. In fact, I don't know who else has done this level of work, but the pattern does emerge. Jeff, if you could, give us more examples.
Sure. In August of this year, just a month ago, according to many marine biologists, Atlantic bluefin tuna, one of three closely related bluefin tuna species, are in danger of going extinct within a decade if the governments of the world can't come together to ban catching and or selling the lucrative species. Very clear sentence, right? Bluefin tuna are in danger of going extinct within a decade if we don't take action.
Mm-hmm.
3 months before, 4 months before in April, there are about 30,000 metric tons, roughly 66 million pounds, of adult bluefin tuna in the Western Atlantic, according to the 2014 stock assessment. Those population levels haven't been seen since the early 80s. So we've been presented with these two wildly opposing statements. How can bluefin tuna be in danger of going extinct in a decade if there are population levels that haven't been seen since the 1980s? Well, they are not in danger of going extinct in a decade, because that's another vague general statement. It's a lie, and it's refuted directly by data, a factual example that I presented, at population levels not seen since the 1980s. So you can see how broad emotional statements are used to create an impression that does not, in fact, exist. One of my favorites has to be, in July of 2012, hot summer leads to record low number of tornadoes. Okay, so hot weather lowers the number of tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
In September of 2014, Oklahoma's low tornado count, result of cold weather. So how is thinking that both hot weather and cold weather cause low numbers of tornadoes not exactly what Orwell defined, which is accepting contrary opinions or beliefs at the same time, especially as a result of political indoctrination?
We're getting the beeps. I'll leave them in. I think it's interesting that the beeps have started on this phone call, on this interview. July 30th, 2012, hot summer leads to record low number of tornadoes. Then September 3rd, 2014, Oklahoma's low tornado count, result of cold weather. What's going on here? Is this sloppiness or is this deliberate?
Well, if you look at a larger pattern, you can't go with sloppiness. You just can't. And there are some examples where I'm almost embarrassed. When I publish the posts, I'll say, I'm sorry for the length of this, but I will prove a point with examples over, you know, years, literally hundreds of examples over years. So it keeps the subconscious from slipping into the, oh, it's just slipshod journalism. It's a pattern, right, a repeating pattern. Here's another.
Mm-hmm.
February 2015, from birdlife.org, many albatross species are in alarming slow decline. Wow, that's upsetting, right? But January, just a month before, 2 weeks before, record numbers of albatross nest on Midway Atoll National Wildlife Refuge. So, are albatrosses in an alarming slow decline, or are there record numbers of albatross? The same pattern. Alarming slow decline is a broad general emotional statement. It's a lie. And that's refuted by specific data, record numbers of albatross. This is merely 1/10 or 1/100 of the examples on the forum, and I encourage listeners to go check out the thread and peruse it for themselves. These are my own subjective assessments that I'm making, right? I'm not an authority, just a guy. But I'm trying to create a public record, and I'm also sort of trying to create a dialogue about a subject.
And the website is etheric warriors.com. The two words together, etheric warriors.com, and the name of the thread by Jeff, our guest, is Positive Changes That Are Occurring. I wanted to stay on the double thing for a minute and get your opinion on what is the value of having these stories so starkly opposed to each other. What does that do to a viewer, to a listener, or someone reading these articles, or maybe just reading one, and they happen to keep reading the same negative news story, and they don't see the one that is probably true because of the specific data in it?
Well, there are a couple different questions there. If you see the negative news and you're not aware of the positive news, the truthful positive news that rebuts it, you're going to think that the negative is correct. Scallops are in trouble because of climate change, the newspaper told me. So you can manipulate thought and public opinion by simply saying stuff that's not true and hoping people don't check your facts. When they come right out and say the conflicting stuff, I believe it's part of what's called a strategy of tension. You don't know what to believe. It's the baffled herd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read that the scallops were okay, and I read that they were in trouble. I just don't know what to believe. So it just kind of makes you less powerful, less incisive, more controllable. That's the best I can do on what is the underlying reason for the tactic. I'm content to just say, hey, this tactic's being used, and I don't think it's being used for a wholesome purpose. That's about as far as I can take it.
It's a tactic and not an accident. This is a deliberate method to create confusion, a schizophrenia within the collective mind. It's a very good point where the more misleading this information is, the easier you can be controlled in your thinking. Jeff, you've illuminated some very important aspects here of the patterns within the mainstream media, specifically about the death and destruction of animals and the environment. This area that we just covered here specifically was about the doublethink, although some of the other areas also have the doublethink in them as well. But those were the favorited doublethink headlines that I asked you about, and they're very stark. It's really obvious, and I just want to go over this, the albatross one again. February 25th, 2015, many albatross species are in alarming slow decline. January 16th, 2015, record numbers of albatross nest on Midway Atoll National Wildlife Refuge. Okay, there it is. Again, this is one of hundreds of examples, and Jeff has just selected a few.
You'd asked me previously, what purpose does reporting negative news all the time serve? You know, why would anyone do such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
We've been told since we were young, that's what sells. Well, I don't think that's ever been true. And if it used to be true, I don't think it's true anymore. And I'm basing that on that assertion on these two quotes. And they're both from June of 2013. CNN plummeted in the second quarter this year to its lowest ratings since 1991. And the second quote is, traditional TV viewing by 18 to 24-year-olds has now dropped for at least five consecutive quarters. So you can see how, en masse, the populace is unhooking, disconnecting, saying, you know what, I'm not going to consume that. I don't enjoy it. Negative news makes you afraid. Fear is used to control. It's, we are the great and powerful Borg. Resistance is futile. And they'd love you to believe that. It's, I am the great and powerful Oz, and there was a miserable old con artist behind a curtain saying it. Once Dorothy and the rest of them recognized him for what he was, they didn't fear him anymore. He had no power anymore. So I'm kind of trying to strike the root of that whole complex as well. In August 2010, we read, the divorce rate is at its lowest point since the early 1970s, and infidelity has continued to decline. And I think that's really positive news. Mm-hmm. Had you ever heard that before I brought it to your attention?
Jeff, I have not. In fact, I've heard the opposite.
Right. And I think that's speaking directly to my point.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I say to myself, I'm going to try to find positive stuff that's going on, and I report on it, and then I look at the media coverage surrounding it and talk about all the stuff that we're talking about.
We're talking about positive changes that are occurring with our guest, Jeff, who posts on etheric.com. We'll be right back after this break. If you've just tuned in, we're speaking with Jeff about his web posts titled Positive Changes That Are Occurring. All right, you mentioned that, you know, one of the tactics is negative news sells, and it hasn't worked. It's not selling. Can you elaborate more about that?
Well, again, fear, was it in Dune that Frank Herbert said fear is the mind killer? Fear is used to control. The more scared you are, the more ready you are to listen to people who say, hey, I'll save you. I'll make you not scared anymore, right? Someone who's strong and happy and confident is less likely to bite on the hook of a con artist, I would suggest.
Jeff, overarchingly, you dissect propaganda and the techniques that are used to control the many. Could you give some examples of that?
Sure. Do you mean besides lying? One of the techniques, and it's, again, very simple and repetitive, but it's a little more complex, involves the use of memes. And examples of those, and there are dozens and dozens, but some of the most common are the words mystery, baffled, and puzzled. And they're used to cover up lies, to mislead. And this is something that you'll see in the thread again and again. I'll give you a few examples. On August of just this year, just last month, we read, experts puzzled as 30 whales stranded in unusual mortality event in Alaska. Okay, that's upsetting. A bunch of whales died. And experts are puzzled. They don't know how it occurred, right? Now, I want you to compare that to these additional headlines. Mysterious whale deaths in Alaska baffle scientists. Scientists baffled over Chilean mass whale deaths. Experts puzzled by increase in stranded whales. Experts examine dead New Zealand killer whales. Remain puzzled. Experts puzzled by 9 beached whales on Italy's coast. Those examples range from 2009 to 2015, from Italy to New Zealand to Chile to Alaska. And those are 5 of dozens and dozens of similar examples. So I'm showing that whatever is going on is global. It's taking place over time. And the same exact terminology is being used to describe it and to cover it up. I mean, how could it be so confusing and so confounding for the experts for so long? I need to leave it to the listener to come to their own subjective conclusion as to what is going on. But that's an example of the use of memes. Here are, you know, we talk about mystery, baffled, and puzzled.
Mm-hmm.
These are those same memes used in regard to falling crime rates in two different parts of the world. Fall in UK crime rate baffles experts. Steady decline in major crime in the U.S. baffles experts. Same language, same tactic, regardless of the subject. I don't know who could read those two sentences and imagine that it was a coincidence, but if such a person exists, they would then need to read the 110 examples that I've compiled chronologically. Now, most people would just bail and say, I'm out of here, I'm upset, or whatever. But I am trying not to convince individuals, but to prove something scientifically, right?
Right. You know, you appeal to the listener to come up with their own conclusion as to what would be going on, specifically about the whales. And the mainstream press, owned by large corporations, or even with military connections, you have the possibility that the military is involved with specific training exercises using sonar, sonic technology that often is reported to kill whales and other cetaceans, directly or indirectly. So that's the subjective conclusion that some people might come to, and the mainstream reporter will say, we're baffled.
Well, they will say, we checked with the top minds in the world on the subject, and they are baffled, right? But I would simply say, why is the same language being used to describe dropping crime in the United States and the United Kingdom? Why is the identical language being used, and why are experts baffled? Why wouldn't a more salient or coherent analysis of dropping crime be offered? You with me? So with the whales, I'm saying, well, why are experts serially baffled about this subject?
And
you with me? It almost doesn't matter the subject we're discussing.
Okay, yes. All right. So I tend to get really involved in the content here, but I see what you're pointing out. Why that specific word, and that word comes up again and again, along with mystery and puzzled.
Yeah, let me interject. Sorry to cut you off. What it does is the subconscious is looking for any excuse to not get involved, to go back to the television program you're watching. So if something uncomfortable comes up, the disinformation artist will proffer a meme or an explanation. Experts baffled. So the person who doesn't want to get involved, who doesn't want to take responsibility, and that's most people, will say, you know what? I'm unhooking. Experts are baffled. Why would I get involved if they can't figure it out? The thread is done in a stream of consciousness sort of way, and then I will simply go, oh, here's a positive story. What's it have to say? How's it being reported on? But then over time, I have a master document that I can keyword search. So I have sub-documents, for instance, like, okay, nature's booming and burgeoning to a level not seen in my lifetime. I've got a specific document I prepared on cod. It took me like 12 minutes to produce it because all I had to do is keyword search cod. But then you can see how all of the techniques and tactics are being used just as it regards codfish, right? Or I'll say, okay, let's look at the use of the word mystery. And we'll see the use of that meme term to control over a variety of subjects. So the thread is at once informative and explanatory about various subjects, but I think it's more important an examination of formulaic repetitive vehicles used in the media to influence public opinion and thought.
Well, Jeff, you've been posting on this thread for a couple of years now, almost 3 years, right?
No, I think it's since, what, mid-2013, so a couple of years now.
A couple of years, and I'm wondering, are you seeing any patterns as you continue to do this in terms of less keywords, such as mystery, baffled, puzzled, less doublethink? Do you see that subsiding, or is it just a steady pattern?
It's a steady pattern, and it's increasing. And the reason it's increasing is that the positive changes that are occurring are increasing in scope and magnitude. It's a 1-2-4-8 sort of thing that's going on. So, yeah, it's increasing and not decreasing, but I think the good news is it's increasing for a positive reason. Now, this is not in my notes. I just posted on the forum that the term conspiracy theory no longer has the power to make people think a subject less veritable. A guy did a couple of repeat experiments, and he found that it wasn't people's view wasn't changing, whether it was presented as a conspiracy theory or an opinion in various articles. So I think The Boy Who Cried Wolf is a very compelling fairy tale to us all because of exactly this. You can't con people the same way forever. They'll get wise to the con, right? So I think people are getting wise to the con, and I didn't know all the stuff you and I are talking about for my whole life. I've just figured it out organically myself, kind of as I've been going through this process. So I think it's a great time to be alive. I think, you know, again, amazing positive changes are occurring in the world at this time.
Yes, and there are so many, I feel, noble causes with wonderful people working behind them who are sort of mired in the negative news, and it's somehow fueling their cause. What are your thoughts on that paradigm?
Well, you might have to almost study addiction to figure it out. You have to figure out you have a problem before you can get clean, right? I think that's the Alcoholics Anonymous thing. And every meeting you say, my name is John Smith or Jane Doe, and I'm an alcoholic, right? You have to come to terms with what's going on. And so there's denial, anger, bargaining, yada, yada, right? And everyone's got their process. So that's why I think I noted to you the other day, some people are going to say, oh, this thread resonates with me very positively. Some will say, this is a bunch of balderdash. Some will say, this makes me angry. Everyone's in their process, and no, there's no one correct point of view, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but to me, being able to say, there are a lot of positive things going on right now, like dropping crime rates. Crime rates are at levels in our society that haven't been seen since the 60s or even the 50s or even before. And here's one specific example to back up that assertion from January of this year. The murder rate in Nashville hit a historic low for the second year in a row. That means the lowest ever in history. Now, here's the lie that is used in the media to rebut that truth from September of this year. Murder rates are rising across America, but nobody knows why. Notice that's a general statement. Rising across America, nobody knows why. Nobody knows why is a spin on the mystery meme.
Mm-hmm.
They're baffled. They're puzzled. Nobody knows why. Now, here's another specific example that shows crime rates are not rising in New York from July of this year. New York City on pace for less than 100,000 felony crimes for the first time in history. Wow. Ever. And it's very specific. So why in that context just 3 weeks later would we read spike in New York City homicide shootings despite summer anti-crime push, NYPD data show. Spike in homicides, that's general, it's vague. But what kind of spike? How big was it? How does that compare to the crime rates for the whole year? It's purposefully vague. Whereas less than 100,000 felonies for the first time in history is specific. And I personally believe that truth truth is stronger than any lie, any spin, any misinformation. So there's great power in simply presenting the truth of what's going on, which is less than 100,000 felonies for the first time in New York history.
Very specific numbers.
Yep. And I would, again, I would encourage anyone listening to check out the thread and peruse it. It's literally, it's up over 40 pages, and there's 800 posts. You know, I'd reckon it would keep you busy for a while if you started at the beginning.
And that can be found at etherecwarriors.com. And look for Jeff's thread, Positive Changes That Are Occurring. You've described some of your process in creating these threads and posting them onto the Etheric Warriors website. Give us a little more information about what that process is like.
Well, you know, it's funny. I open up mainstream news organs, only mainstream news organs usually, and I'll look for positive news. And it's funny, it takes, you got to dig a little to find it. But there's always some there. And as soon as I find something that I think's positive, I think to myself, well, does this fit my narrow general thesis? Because I don't want to get too broad here. And if it does, I'll say, check out this positive thing that's occurring. And then I'll begin researching that subject and present other points of view on it in the media. And I will put what I consider to be truthful comments in bold. I'll put what I consider to be lies or slanted reportage in italics. And that's pretty much the process. Now, I'd note that other folks on the forum send me links all the time, and I use them and I credit them. And sometimes folks on the forum will simply put their own posts in the thread. And it's my great hope that eventually this thing takes off and it's a whole bunch of people chiming in all the time, right? But just between the few of us who are involved, there's plenty of material, as it were. So I'm again saying I need to hammer a narrow thesis, and I need to do so as concisely and repetitively as possible. Because I'm proving a thesis over time, I'm doing a science experiment.
Jeff, if listeners want to reach you, is there an address or any way to get in touch with you if they want to send you a message or more information?
They can send you correspondence, and I will review it.
Okay. My email address is inothernewsradio@yahoo.com, and I will forward that to Jeff. Jeff, your work is very intriguing, really interesting, and uplifting. I know at first you didn't want to do this, but I'm glad you did, because your work specifically and the time that you put in, it needs to get out there to more people so they can visit the site and your thread at etherecwarriors.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, you're very gracious, and your positive feedback means the world to me, Jeff. Thank you.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Visit inothernewsradio.com for more information about the guests.